Let's take up Nicaragua now. The U.S. is praising the release of more than 220 political prisoners who'd opposed the country's authoritarian president, Daniel Ortega. The U.S. saying it marks a constructive step towards addressing human rights abuses. Let's bring in NPR's Eder Peralta, who's been following this story from Mexico City. Eder, just, you know, give us some context. Daniel Ortega, put him in context here, and then we'll talk about the prisoners released.
So Daniel Ortega is the second time that he's been president. The first time he led a guerrilla movement that toppled a longtime dictatorship in Nicaragua. So he went from a sort of freedom fighter to a man who came back to power and has consolidated power so much that human rights groups call him an authoritarian leader. He controls the military, the police, the legislature, the justice system, and he rules with his vice president and his wife, Rosario Murillo. And they have almost full control of the country and allow almost no dissent in the country.
Yeah, an irony. Replaced a dictator and is descending into dictatorship. But who were some of the people he released?
So it's a mixture of priests and journalists and young protest leaders. And, you know, perhaps the most high-profile people released were members of the opposition. For example, Félix Maradiaga and Cristiana Chamorro, who were both presidential candidates in 2021, and both were arrested in the run-up to those elections, which the U.S. and the European Union called a sham. Another ex-prisoner that is worth noting is Dora Maria Téllez, and she's notable because she's an ex-guerrilla fighter. She was a huge ally of President Daniel Ortega when he was taking on the dictatorship in that country. And she became a fierce critic of his. She was sentenced for what the government said were threats to the national integrity and conspiracy. She was supposed to serve 8 years in prison for that, but she's now in the United States.
It's Shakespearean. And why is this happening now? There are critics who say that this allows Ortega to get a nuisance, an annoyance out of the way so that he can further descend into dictatorship.
I think that's certainly what we've heard from the government, right? On state television, you know, a judge said that they had been deported to protect the peace and national security, and that's a direct quote. And in a long speech, President Ortega himself said that his wife and Vice President Rosario Murillo actually casually made the suggestion. He said that the U.S. ambassador was taking a trip out of the country, and Murillo quipped, "Why doesn't he take all these terrorists?" He says that she mentioned it to the ambassador, and a few days later, the U.S. sent a plane to take the 222 prisoners to the United States. That's the government's explanation, but analysts I've spoken to say that the Ortega-Murillo regime have been sanctioned internationally, and they're facing quite a bit of dissent inside their own government. So this is sort of a way of them releasing some of that pressure that they've been feeling internationally and at home.
Well, but these prisoners aren't allowed to go back to Nicaragua. The National Assembly passed a new law stripping the former prisoners of Nicaraguan citizenship. What happens to them?
Well, look, they are in exile. And I think that's a lot of what we've heard from them, that this is a very bittersweet experience. They're thrilled because many of them had been in prison for over a year. They said that they had been held in solitary confinement in sort of awful conditions. Some of them, you know, rarely saw daylight. And so they said that as they were flying out, they sang the national anthem on the plane. And they were intensely happy. But at the same time, they had been banished. And that's the word they've been using. They've been banished. They've been stripped of their citizenship. They're not allowed back into that country. And so they were happy, but they were banished. They were banished, but they were free. So it was this mix of emotions.
Well, one of them, the Roman Catholic Bishop Rolando Alvarez, has refused to go into exile. He was sentenced to 26 years in prison Friday. Well-known, outspoken religious figure. You know, what does it mean for Ortega? There's still a gadfly there.
What we know from media reports is that apparently the bishop made it to the plane, but decided not to board it. And he said, "Let the others be free. I will endure their punishment," is what we heard that he said. And This bishop is known for his fierce resistance to this regime. There's a famous quote that he said as he was confronting these police officers. He said, "Frightened and on my knees only before God." And that was before he was put under house arrest. Pope Francis said, that he's thinking about this bishop and that he's praying for this bishop.
Ortega, perhaps creating a martyr. Eder Peralta, NPR correspondent based in Mexico City, under construction, we should say. Eder, thanks so much.
Thank you.